need one more. I just need one more.
Hey.
I just need one more. I just need one more.
Bitch.
You need one more. I just need one more.
Bitch.
You don't pick up the process, okay? Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I could press. Told on my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet. Cause I'm just trying to get a quick check. Then rest with my...
We got the lights. We got the camera. It's all about that action. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Son of the Waves. This is What's the Wave. Thank y'all for tuning in wherever you may be watching or listening. Be sure to tell your auntie because this is her favorite podcast. Go ahead and like, share, subscribe. Hey, leave a comment below what y'all thought of last week, what y'all want to see next week, and definitely what y'all think of this episode. But I already know this is going to be a great one, and y'all going to want some more because we got one more. Is it? Should I say Nate and eight?
And eight.
And eight. Yeah, I was about to say, let me get it right. Let me get it right the first time. Thank you for pulling up, my guy.
Thank you for having me, my
man. For real. Much appreciated. I was like, man, as I said earlier, you've been doing your thing, been seeing you out here making some noise. Like you said, been popping up a lot of different places as well. So definitely wanted to reach out, bring you on the platform. I'm so thankful you were able to pull up on a rainy day.
Yeah.
At that, making some time out your
storming
day.
Storming day.
For real. I know the Bay needed, you know, that weather be funny.
Yeah, for sure.
So gotta
California gotta, needed.
Hey, for real. Wow. We've been in drought for how long, Rio? Shit. 5 years? 6 years?
Forever.
Crazy,
forever.
Man. Crazy. But definitely got some good questions for you. Got to hit you with the Rapid Wave segment. That's something we've been doing. Been getting some very, very good responses. Sports talk. I know you like a little sports for sure. And then got to get the story arc, and it's going to be just that simple. So without further ado, let's get into What's the Wave. As I told you before we started, I've been doing my monthly campaigns this whole year. Different months, been different things. June, what was your superpower? July, what you represent? Now we're in December, the end of the year. Been flying by, honestly. 2022 been crazy. Wait, before I say that, somebody brought up a point. I want to get your perspective on this. Do y'all think because COVID slowed us down for 2 years, now that we're back to a normal pace of life, it seems
like it's going faster?
Do you think?
I ain't gonna lie.
That?
Honestly, I feel like every year go by hella fast.
Yeah.
Every year go by hella fast, bro. Because when you look back, like, damn, it was just 2018. Like, it's about to be 2023. I remember when it was 2014.
Yeah.
Like,
feel me? Facts.
It's just why you in it. But when it's over, it's like, damn, it's already over.
I feel that. No, yeah.
So I feel like every year go by fast. But COVID for sure had it. Because it seemed like it was so long ago, but it really wasn't.
That's
though.
What I'm saying.
It seemed like it was forever ago when that was going
it
on.
It seems like you said, maybe it seemed like it was forever when we were in it
at
the time as well.
It was just over quick.
And now we're just moving along. So, okay, I just had to throw that out you. But now that we're at the end of 2022, December, it's the season of giving. But I want to know, as a person, as a man, what do you feel like you can offer? I mean, you're an artist. You know, you got things that you're doing, how you move and wiggle. But what do you feel overall can you offer, just in general, I should say?
I feel like I could offer a few different things, man. Let me see what I want to get into.
Cause you know, people say, you know, it's a season of giving, but not everybody might want what you have.
Yeah, what you got to offer.
Exactly.
I could give a little inspiration, a little education. You feel me? A couple different things. My big thing is I want people to feel like to understand that they can be themselves, you feel me? So that's if you listen to my music, if you listen to me talk, if you see the type of things that I post, it's all just me being myself, you feel me? It might be some shit that people might look at like, this is not what a rapper would be talking about, you feel me, or posting, but it's just your whole life. So, you know, you could be yourself.
No, I definitely feel that through, especially like I said, the art you create. It is... more, I want to say lifestyle music, but exactly.
That's exactly what it is.
It's your life. It's what you experience.
And it's the full spectrum of it, though.
That's a good way to outline it. I was about to say, it's not just, you don't highlight one particular part.
Exactly.
Very open, very transparent.
Right.
Very transparent, which is, like you said, not very typical of most artists.
Right.
You know, it's.
But I ain't gonna lie, I feel like now, it's starting to be. Like now everybody's starting to mention a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Where at first it was kind of like, if you're an artist, if you're a rapper or something, it was like you got into a character. If you was talking about hustling, every time you rap, you talking about hustling.
Right.
If you was talking about money, you was talking about money. Mm-hmm. But now it's like people putting more of they just like, what did you eat this morning? You feel me? Where did you go this weekend? What time you have to pick your kids up from school? You feel me?
Your
so
routine,
it's like more lifestyle.
Day. Yeah. No, that's lovely. And you saying that just what you have that to offer, makes more people comfortable doing it themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it's exactly. hard. It's hard. A lot of people are, you know, insecure or scared to actually put that on Front Street in a way.
Right.
So, no, I love that. I love to hear you echo that statement and you take a pride in it.
Yeah.
So, that's good to know. Good to know. But next question I'm going to throw at you for sure. You are a artist in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
You... Was it Richmond?
Richmond, yeah.
California. Definitely, definitely proud. You know, I'm a Vallejo baby, so I feel like Bay Area, a lot of Bay Area people, we're proud of where we're from.
Yeah,
so definitely.
For sure.
And I love our music.
Yeah.
That's something I'm still stuck in the hyphy movement, if you ask me, like always, for sure. So I'm a big, my parents got to tell me, stop playing this and that when I get in the car, because yeah, I'll run it to the ground. But now that you're in kind of those circles and those spaces, where do you see the scene of the Bay Area music is at this moment? Do you see it kind of trending upwards, trending into more friendly light or more competitive light, or where do you kind of see the nature of the game right now?
I see it trending upwards for sure. Mm-hmm. To me, bro, and I'm a big Bay Area music fan too, this is the best time it's ever been.
That's, yeah, I feel like the collectiveness is going up.
Yeah, the collectiveness and just the collectiveness and the broadness of it. Like, it's not like narrowed in. It's like seven different lanes and they all on fire. You feel me?
That's
true. Know, normally in the Bay Area, you got Mob Sound, you got hyphy, you got, it's like only one thing that's predominant.
Right.
But now it's a whole range of everything. And everybody going crazy.
Like you said, it's every lanes. It's a highway now.
Yeah,
exactly.
Everything. That's every lane going crazy.
I've been hearing even a lot of female artists going from the Bay going
every
crazy.
Every single lane, literally, bro.
Stupid.
Every single lane going crazy
stupid.
Right now.
Damn,
and it's the first time, because you know, I'm a lyricist. You feel me?
Yes, like, sir.
I pride myself on really rapping, really.
Right.
You feel me? This is the first time that lyricists have ever in the Bay Area, and I love the Bay Area. But as far as lyricists being at the forefront, you feel
point.
Me?
That's
the Rogers, the LaRussells, the Simbas, this the first time ever, you feel me?
That's a great point, because I feel like the Bay in general, outside of Cali or the Northern Cali, we're known for our bounce, our feel, you feel me? Like LA, their sound,
right?
Like you said, kind of that rhythm, that beat, we have our own sound as well. But like you said, the lyrics could come from anywhere.
Right.
So that's a great perspective I never even thought of. So
yeah.
That's wonderful. Is there anything maybe you want to see less of? Maybe just kind of in the Bay scene, just maybe between different artists, for other artists, just for themselves. Maybe more independent, I mean, like less labelness, maybe exactly more independent. Anything you want to see more or less of?
I can't really say pinpoint none that I want to see less of, but more of, for sure, we need more compilations. Like, the compilations been going crazy, but we need more compilations to showcase everybody working together and make it look like it's a strong movement. You feel me? Make it look like it's like a, like if you think of like Atlanta, or if you think of early 90s New York, like you gonna hear Pun and Cam and Wu-Tang and Hove and Big, everybody gonna be on records with each other. You feel me? You go back to Atlanta, you're gonna hear Luda and T.I. and Jeezy and everybody gonna be on records with each other though.
Right.
So I feel like we need a little more of that, just to show, like, you know, it is a movement and we all fucking with each other.
I feel like it already is that way just naturally, but like you said, just showcasing it.
Yeah, showcasing putting
it together
on
is
a bigger scene, because now it's like on a bigger stage now. Yeah. It's more eyes, you feel me?
For sure.
So it's like now you gotta re-up.
With all this social media or everything so trendy, it's not even that hard exactly to link up with somebody and take something to the next level just based off of your own motion you already got going.
Right.
So, no, definitely. I could see that for sure, definitely benefiting. But I'm glad you opened that perspective, especially with the lyricists and just the different lanes that's opened up in the Bay. And we're going strong.
I love to hear it.
I love to see it, man. This
going
shit is amazing.
Sure.
Now let's take it more into you personally as an artist. How would you describe yourself? I feel like I don't ask a lot of musicians or artists or even brands that question. I view you in a certain light. We view you in a certain light. Your fans love you because they love what you do. But when you sit back, you know, in those days and just be like, damn, I am standing on what I am standing on. How do you view yourself as an artist?
Lifestyle, like you said, bro. I feel like I just tell my story, the things that I'm into, you feel me, as a whole.
Yeah.
You feel me? So just everything. I'm going to talk about food. I'm going to talk about clothes. I'm going to talk about working out. I might put them all in one record. Traveling.
That
you feel
Rex
me?
Life song was the latest one.
Oh, Grill Branzino.
I was just slapping. I was like, bro, they was just rapping about their plates, nigga. I was like, this is amazing.
Amazing. On everything. So yeah, that's what I say. Lifestyle, bro. Like,
I was about to say, then that kind of answers this question I was going to throw at you, your process. Is it more, do you take that just kind of recap a day-to-day process? Do you use the booth as a journal, as a diary, and just kind of go throughout what you've been through in the last maybe week or so and just yeah. put that on the that pen to pad?
Yeah.
Or do you take the time to also craft out, you know, maybe some stories and, you know, get a little bit deeper with it?
I craft it out for real. What I do, though, is I never rush. Like, you feel me? If it's not just coming, then I'm going to just set it down. I come back to it next week. Like, I don't rush. And I'm like, I'm not one of them people that's like, I got 1,000 songs in a hard drive. You feel me? And I probably go to the studio. If I go to the studio, bro, for 2 hours, I'm about to do like 6 songs because I already got them. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like I go in there, and if I'm feeling it, like I might have a line. Like I might grill Branzino on my plate. You feel me? That might just be a line. I don't got a beat for it. I don't know if it's going to be a song. I don't know nothing. Then I might hear a beat, and it just bring me back to that line. And then now I just continue on with the whole entire song.
Okay.
You feel me? Or if I might hear a beat, and it might... I hear the beat and they're like, this sound like something, you know, like this sound like it make me feel like something that I went through in fucking 10th grade. You feel me?
Yeah. So then, the beat will kind of inspire you or bring you back to a certain place.
Exactly.
Okay. I got you. Damn. Okay. I like that.
But the main thing is I don't rush and I don't force it.
I was about to say, it sounds like you don't force nothing.
Yeah. I don't force it at all.
No, that's wonderful. It seems more natural, more organic that way always.
And that's why I don't probably drop as much music as I should because I got to have the experiences to have something to talk about. Like, so I can't just go in the studio every day for 6 months because after a while, I'm like, I've been in the studio and I'm going to rap about sitting in the studio. Like, I haven't been doing nothing to talk about.
You can't just rap about clocking in the studio all the time.
So you got to go live.
You got to go live some life. No, that's wonderful. And then, I mean, it makes sense because I see you, like you said, been working on a lot of features, a lot of collabs lately, and not really the solo project because, like you said, living.
Yeah.
Like you said, you living it, enjoying it at the end of the day. Excuse me. So, no, that's lovely. Love to see it. Love to hear it. In London, let me get it right. I'm in London.
Yeah, I'm in London.
You was overseas. Yeah. I seen that video not too long ago, especially when I heard you, I could get you on the podcast. I had to ask you, how was that? And being overseas, did you do any music or any shows out there?
No, I ain't do no shows out there.
Or that was just for strictly travel?
Yep.
So then I wanted to gear that question then. How was the experience out there just being overseas and just shooting a video? I should say that then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was cool. That shit was amazing. I'm ready to go back.
Well, I've never been. That sounds lovely.
I'll probably go back out there like next fall or something like that.
What made you go the first time?
Oh, the first time because my big cousin, he was coaching running backs for the Jaguars. So they played the Dolphins in London. You feel me? NFL London. So we all went out
to the game.
Yeah, we went to the game.
Lovely. How was it out there? The atmosphere?
Fired up. They out there in the crowd like it's a soccer game. You know, they don't really have a lot of American football games out there like that. Right. So, yeah, it was fired up. It was cool. It was lovely out there, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
And I'm assuming, well, clearly the song was just your time out there.
Yeah.
I'm about to say, were you able to shoot that at the end of your trip and just get it in or?
No, I was.
Was that a plan? I planned it out.
I found I hollered at the people that was gonna shoot the video. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So I already, did the song.
Right.
Then when I went out there, we shot it.
Okay, I got you. Because I was wondering how the logistics of that worked. I was like, was he just out there and just boom, ran it? I was just like, if you put it together that fast.
If I found the studio, though, I could have did it like that. I ain't want to take the chance of going out there and not being able to find a studio. Now the whole
motion thrown off.
It's all gone.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. I can't even get it done. I wanted to play it safe. Already had the song. Already contacted them. Already sent the deposit. Mm-hmm. Got out there. Boom, let's knock it out.
I got you. Damn, that's levels. Got it. Hey, prep, put it in motion, man. It's going to happen for you for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
One more little thing I want to ask. The name, the one more N8. Where did that come from? Where was kind of that inspiration
from? So
that?
My name, Nate. So N8 is just a playoff Nate, right?
I assume
so
that right on.
You feel me? That's where that came from.
Right.
And then Real Chill One More is the label.
Got you.
At first it was just N8, but I forgot. I need to research this because everybody asked me this, but it was a song. I don't know if it was like, it wasn't Stanky Leg, but it was one of them type of songs. Yeah. Like Whip, Nay Nay, Stanky Leg, one of them type of songs. And the dude name is N8.
Okay.
So when you would type in N8, that's all that'll pop up.
Got you.
So I just added the one more in front of it just so when you type it in, only my stuff pop up.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah, so that's it. That's all it was. Sure.
Just wanted to ask about that. Okay. Yeah. No, we're going to leave it there kind of for the what's the wave with you with it. So now it's time to get this rapid wave segment off. This is a segment we've been doing since June. Wonderful, wonderful thing. I'm going to just throw some questions off you, whatever come to mind. I just want instinct to kick in. But if you got a simmer on it, because I'm going to ask you some ranking questions, maybe your top three or which one you like more or not. So let's get into it for sure.
Let's go.
What you rock with more, Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
All day?
All day.
Where you to first? A steakhouse or to go get some seafood?
Seafood. Mm. I don't even eat steak, bro. I don't eat meat.
There it is. Okay. So that's easy. He's like, that's easy. Yeah, I got you. I'm a superhero nerd, as I said before. Which one you rocking with, Avengers or Justice League?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm not hip to the superheroes, bro.
Okay, so I'll just say Avengers, Iron Man, Captain America, Hulk, Justice League, Batman, Superman, Flash, them up there. That's Justice League.
I'm more, you feel me, in tune with them.
Okay, I got you. I'm a Flash fanatic, so yeah. That's my boy. So yeah, I got yeah. you. Okay, who you rocking with more, Too Short or 40?
Too Short.
Easily?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, the same. They the same. Nah, look, let me take that back.
I said that kind of fast.
I had to think back, bro. Yeah. So I say, I probably didn't slap more 40 songs than Short, you feel me? Right. So I have to say, like, they like the same.
Okay.
I'll put them at the same.
We allowing that? Yeah, he's like,
I gotta put them at the same, but them was never my, like, Bay Area. I was Dre, Jacka, and Mess. My three.
I got you. I was definitely a Dre Jacka person as well. Yeah. Just being a 90s baby, let me get you Xbox 80s. Or 80s baby. Yeah. Oh, I got you. Okay, but still, you're a gamer, Xbox, PlayStation.
I ain't a gamer.
You're not a gamer?
No.
What? You ain't never had, you have a PlayStation 2?
Bro, the last game system I had probably was a Nintendo 64, bro.
Oof, it's been a minute. I miss them yeah, for sure.
Nintendo 64, bro. I ain't played a game.
Okay, then let me ask, what was your go-to game on that, if you remember back then?
Nintendo 64. WCW NWO Revenge.
You a real one for that one.
that one for sure. Yeah, I know off top.
Okay. I'll leave it there. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Reoccurring question I always have. I'm like I said, I'm a sports head. If you could go pro in any sport, what sport would you go pro in?
Damn. That's hella hard.
I mean, you know.
Because it's like, do I want the baseball money?
Right. You might want to be a golfer.
I
say I'd be a skateboarder, but that's skateboarder. Just my shit. I mean, injuries is a thing.
My favorite sport that I like, though, is UFC.
Mm. Okay.
You feel me? So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying I might, you know, if I had to, but I'll take the baseball money. I ain't gonna lie. I grew up playing baseball. Gotcha. The baseball, 25-year career.
Right.
$430 million.
My body gonna be good.
I'll go baseball for
okay.
sure.
Okay, back to another superhero question then. Any superpower, what would you rock with?
Damn. It's crazy because my son always asked me this.
I'm super speed all day. I believe that. Like I said, no weakness.
Super speed?
No, bro. No weakness. I have to argue that off the podcast. That's no weakness. Watch. But go ahead. What would you rock with?
Either read minds or invisibility.
Okay. Keeping it classic. I got you.
One of those two. Something you can maneuver in the world and... You feel me? I might be in a bank safe one day or something.
Applicable to a lot of real life situations. Yeah, so yeah, definitely.
For sure.
All right, next one. I'm sorry, but you just got hit with the death sentence. What's your electric chair meal? The last thing you're gonna eat before you leave the earth.
Damn, bro. That's hard too, but I'm damn near going soul food. I'm going soul food for the last meal.
I got you.
I gotta go soul food.
I had a guess. He said he's like, I need the soul food and the hibachi. I said he's like, I damn near need both. So bro, I was like, yeah, I got you.
I gotta go soul food, bro, just because it's like, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. What you doing? You doing fried chicken or some fried fish? What you going to do? I know all the sizes are given. I'll give you all the sizes. What's your main kind of entree, though, that you going to rock with then? Give me that. Maybe some ribs.
I ain't ate meat in so long, bro. I don't even know.
Yeah, I keep throwing that out. Yeah, that's true.
But if it's my last meal, I might fuck around, though. That's what I'm saying. I might go chicken. I'm going chicken last meal.
Okay. I got a couple more for you. I do need your Mount Rushmore mixtapes or albums.
What I like better?
Your top four go-to of albums. If you could stick to one, I'll allow mixtapes in there. You could do either one. I want to keep it a little open.
Just
your personal go-to that you run back to, or you could just listen straight through every day, nonstop.
The Blueprint.
Mm.
Carter 2.
I love that. I'm a Wayne's fan for sure. No Ceilings is on mine, though, but...
I hate people that go no silly. If it's I'm okay. going Wayne tapes, bro, it's Dedication okay. 2.
That okay.
Dedication 2 is the rawest Wayne mixtape he ever had in his life, bro.
I hear defense for that.
Dedication 2. Plies the Real Testament.
Woo. That's a classic. Real one. That's a class. Like, I'm talking. That's a lot of the hitter. Like, it reminds me of middle school when I hear that.
Bro,
like
middle school, bro.
Takeover. Takeover when he dropped that.
Plies the Real Testament is a classic. All right,
give me one more.
A straight through album. It's so many, bro.
Yeah, like, say,
look, I don't want to say it because it depends on what mood I'm in. Because do I want
to
go Good Kid, Mad City? But I might not want to go Good Kid, Mad City.
Today,
you feel me?
Yeah,
I might want to go.
Maybe you're on the way to the club and you want to listen to something different. You never know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Okay. Oh, I might want to go to Weekend. We talking about only rap?
Yeah, we'll keep it rap. Okay, we'll keep it rap. I can't open R&B. That's a whole nother bag.
See, that's what I'm saying, bro. Because I used to be off that Nas Stillmatic. I used to be off that heavy when that came out. Ronald Dragon.
Oh, come on!
That's
now.
What I'm saying. I ain't
that's
no,
essential. That's
ain't
essential.
No telling how it might come.
We'll leave it there. Okay, I know that's a hard one, but I asked a lot of musicians that I know that's a hard one. Okay, I got two more. I'm a big fan of heist movies.
Yeah.
So if you was in a heist, what role
the
would
town.
You play?
Oh, what? Oh.
What is that? He said the town instantly. That would go crazy. Yeah. That
town
goes stupid.
The
lovely. What role would you play in the heist? Would you be the muscle, the leader, the guy in the chair? Would you be the hacker? I always love to see where kind of people, you know, it's different little positions. Like, what type of person would you be in the heist? What would be your speciality?
I think I'd be the leader. The leader that goes in, though. You feel me? Like, I'm listening. You tell me the logistics and all that. We can get in here and do what we need to do. I already got somebody that's the driver.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? All them bases is covered.
Gotcha.
I'm about to go in. You feel me? Yeah. Just make sure we good.
Boop, boop, boop. I got you. Make sure the plan runs smooth. Okay. And one more, only because we were talking about Derek Carr. So I just need to know your dream car. So dream car, whether it be maybe if you had maybe a million just to go cash out on something right now, what would you go cop?
The crazy thing is, bro, I really don't even have a dream car.
No, not even an old school, just something maybe you just seen that's nice right
under,
now.
Bro, I'd probably get the
this is a 2022 Honda Accord.
What's the most driven car on the road right now? Give me one of them.
Hey, that real talk.
You just blend right in.
Real
but,
talk.
I don't know, because I can't see myself just in a Lambo down the street. You
feel
me?
No, like, I understand that.
Yeah, so I don't know, bro.
Okay. He said, man, just give me the newest little Toyota, man. Give me a Camry. Give me a Corolla, man.
Good little Audi or something. Even if it's like a little Benz or something cool.
Just something
cool, though. You feel me?
Yeah, he's like, nothing too flashy.
Yeah,
just a nice little BMW, but nothing too extravagant.
Okay, a little truck or something.
I got you. Okay. Yeah. Well, I could.
What's your dream car, though?
Right now, honestly, if I had the dough, I'd give a Fox Body 5.0.
Okay.
I'm going 91 over there, somebody like somewhere right there.
Yeah.
But if I really want something new,
I
feel you. I don't need nothing too flashy. Exactly. Yeah. Just give me a nice little Beamer.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? A little 745, a little anything like a little, like, I don't need nothing. I don't need my shit modded out, kitted out.
Yeah.
Cool.
Just something
it's a
cool.
Nice car.
Yeah, luxury.
Like, that's a new luxury.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I need. But I'm a fan of old school as well.
Yeah, that
so.
50 a boy for sure.
Yeah, I need
Demaros,
I need that.
Boys. You know, we from the Bay, so we going always.
I need a box Chev. I need all of that. Like, I need all of that. I love
it. We going always like that for sure.
But
them cool, though, because you just bring them out when you bring them out.
That's my weekend car. You feel me? That's my summertime. Time ride for sure, for sure. So okay, I like it. We're gonna leave that there for the Rapid Wave segment.
For sure.
I'm glad I was able to kind of pick your brain on that. Before we get into some sports, I'm gonna do a quick shout out to my sponsors. Got a shout out, Vintage Variation, A-Dub, holding it down always. Go shop there for the holiday season, most definitely. Ladies, all your vintage apparel needs from head to toe, men, women, and children. Definitely, definitely go cop something from my boy. Shop with him ASAP. Number two, Become Cosmetics. Y'all see the box. Y'all see the brand. Ladies, that's what's going to have us double checking at your lips when they popping off. For sure, for sure. All your lip essential needs, the gloss, the liners, the balm. Go shop Become Cosmetics this holiday season as well. Always, Kaya Clips in the building. Ladies, you spend too much money on your nails to burn them on a $15 doobie. Come on now. You got a $100 set or whatever y'all spend on that shit. Get you a Kaya clip, Don't burn your lip. And was it multi-use tool? We got podcast bringing the building. Go ahead, get your ATM card out the debit machine too. Get your nice little nails. Go shop Kai Clips. You see, we got some more flavors on the table today. We got the What's the Wave ones. Those are the blue ones you see. But we got we getting a little spicy out here. You see it. Shout out Podcast Bree. She make those custom. You can get them custom made. Anything. She'll put your sign on. I think we had a Cancer little Capricorn ones up in here the other day. So
shout out to all the Capricorns too for this.
There you go. You Cap.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a Cancer. Shout out you other side of folks. My Cap's real Cap. Real Cap. I'm fucking my Capricorns out there for surely. And last but not least, the man with the plan, the man behind the cam, Rio Real Productions. He's the one providing the lights, the cameras, and the action. So if you need some work shot, some A to B, some stitching sewed up. Post-production, production, pre-production, all stages of it. Holla at my boy. He definitely will take care of you and lace you up for sure. But like I said, for a fee, nothing for free. So you already know how it go. But without further ado, let's talk some sports. Like I said, we got the Raiders, the Chargers game on right now. You said you a Bay Area fan. Oh, great catch. great catch. I'm a Charger fan. That's why I love recording on Sundays. Always had a football in the background. Yeah. You see the record 4-7. How you feeling about the Raiders? How you feeling about the Niners? I said, like I said, you like the Bay Area teams.
I like the Bay Area teams. I ain't die hard, but I like the Bay Area teams. The Raiders do Raider shit. Like that's all I can say about the Raiders. They have action, and then they just do some Raider shit in the end. You feel me? The Niners looking nice though. The Niners might get
there. They got something going. If they're healthy, I can see them going on a run.
And if the run game just A1 and Jimmy G just maintain,
even kill,
exactly. Like, you feel me? Then they good because the D gonna be nice.
Man, adding Christian McCaffrey, dude, that shit is nuts, bro. Exactly. Like people forget who Kyle Shanahan really is as a coach. Like that man is good.
Exactly.
Come on now. So okay, I can see it. Then give me a Super Bowl pick out the AFC. Then if you think the Niners gonna go on a run, who you see going on a run? Maybe is it Kansas City? Maybe you feeling Lamar and them? I know he got hurt recently. Maybe Joe Burrow. And Cincinnati going back.
Chiefs, bro. You can't go against my homeboy.
I hate it. You can't go against him, bro. Behind the camera all the time, man. My homie.
You can't go against him. He too nice.
He's a freaking alien. Yeah, I don't know what too that nice, is. He's bro. Crazy. But okay, I could dig it. Let's talk about some hardwood then. NBA. Warriors. I'm about to say maybe sack maybe a little bit. You mess with the Kings a little bit? No.
No. No.
Like, not at all.
Shout out to Doug Christie and them, though.
Yo, there you go. I've been seeing a lot of people pop out the sack games. Right, yeah. But I guess tickets cheaper out there, so it makes sense. Well, how you feel they're going to do the rest of the season? Warriors, I'm speaking of. How you feel they're going to pan out the rest of the season?
Well, I feel like the Warriors always got action. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, I tell people, when you got shooters like that, bro, like, no lead is ever safe, so you always got action. If you just turn on.
Very true.
You feel me? You could win it in the third quarter, fourth quarter. You know how they do.
Do you think they still have that ability to hit that switch, though? Because we've seen them, like, turn it on when they want to, which is crazy.
I feel like they tried to – this is what I feel like they tried to do, bro. They tried to get them youngsters, right, so they can run the floor. You got to think if you're a shooter, you're going to be a shooter forever.
Facts.
You feel me? Can you create your own shot, or now do you got to just come off screens? You feel me? How you going to play it like that?
How you going to get your shots off?
Exactly.
Right.
But as long as they find a way for them to get their shots off, the shot's going to fall.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You see, Ray Allen was still out there with Reggie Miller.
Right. Late in his career. Like you said, he's got Miami a championship.
Exactly.
Like, so that's a well-put point for sure. Who you liking out the Eastern Conference, if I could ask that? If you got any team, you still believe in Brooklyn? The Bucks, Boston is looking good. Philly, you know, who you liking on these?
The Bucks and Boston.
Yeah, I would say I like Boston a lot this year. I really do. I bet I lost money on Brooklyn the last 2 years, so I'm over KD and Kyrie. I'm sorry, y'all.
Brooklyn is done, hurting my pockets, bro. Yeah, Brooklyn like, ain't.
That whole little stretch has been crazy.
What you think the problem is with them, though? Too much off the court shit?
I think that's what it is. It's too much distraction and... The KD, the type of leader he is not what they needed for that team.
Yeah.
And the way he left and where he went there, I think it was just not the perfect storm. It didn't add up right. Just honestly, maybe the timing of it. He tried to do too much. Like, I'm going to go here. I'm going to start this. And Kyrie just being Kyrie. He's such an enigma, honestly. Like, I don't blame him for nothing, really.
Yeah.
But he just so prideful about what he believes in.
Right.
Sometimes it's going to get in the way of what others need from him.
Yeah, for the whole team.
Yeah, for the squad, for the team. So it's just like your priorities are your priorities, but it is what it is. But Brooklyn been hurting my heart. I had so much faith in them.
So what you think about the Knicks?
I know he's gonna take it there. I know he's gonna take it there. Like I said, I honestly didn't expect much. After we, what was it, 2 years ago, went to playoffs when we got Tom Thibodeau. Last season, didn't make no noise, like you said. And then now this year, I'm just like, we didn't do nothing in the offseason. We ain't got no money.
Yeah.
We ain't really land a free agent. Like, we got Evan Fournier. Yeah. Like, so it's whatever. I'm hoping 8-10 play-in tournament.
Yeah.
If that, like, but come on now. We're like 10-13 already, man. We barely struggling to stay above water, man. But we, you know, I'm realistic though, too, when it comes to we need to make some type of moves, because RJ and Randall ain't doing it. They not gonna do it too much longer. For me. For me. But it is what it is though. But okay. Hopefully the hoop season spice up a little bit. It's been good so far, the games I've been seeing. So, but we'll leave it there. We'll keep it moving, because I love this segment coming up. I love calling it the story arc. I call it that. I'm an anime fan. I love watching anime. Yeah. So I love different story arcs and stuff. So now it's time to get yours. When did that shift, if you could go back to a time period that you, I maybe even calling it jumping off the porch, where you was just like, hey, I know I like doing music. Maybe I like rapping and doing this, but I'm finna take this to the next level. When was kind of that shift in your life?
I'll say, bro, I've been doing music, bro. I've been felt like I was raw, but like I'm realistic too. So I always looked at it like the type of music I do, it's not really what's getting pushed out here.
Right.
You feel me? And it's not that I'm mad at that. Like, I don't feel no type of way. It's just, it is what it is.
That's the reality.
It is what it is. So, you know, I'm going to still go crazy and do what I do. But I feel like literally right now, bro, is the best time for people that do music like the music I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it haven't been a time before this. So,
different music, like, is getting... Like you said, the lanes are opening up so much. I think of it like a tree, like roots. Like,
yeah, it's going everywhere.
Branching out everywhere. Yep. Like, you would have never heard of the Yachty's or the Pumps or the Uzi Verts back then. Yeah. Like, I would have never thought, but that's what it is now. Right. But you could take that to either end of the spectrum.
Right.
How crazy music is, as the turn up, the pop, as to the real, the conscious music, whatever. And wherever you land on that spectrum, it's all getting valued.
And I think, like, with the internet and social media and, like, direct to consumer now, you could go find your audience, even if it's not around you or if it's not in your demographic. Mm-hmm. You could go find them. You feel me? Where at first somebody had to find you, then somebody had to put you in front of everybody, and then those people had to choose you. Now you could go find. You could, oh, I make music that's similar to this person and this person. I'm gonna go directly that way. You feel me? So it's like, it's just
different way to navigate.
Exactly.
No, like you said, with more lanes, you definitely got to find a way to also create your own space in that. I feel like everything's so crowded now. Everybody's doing everything. Everybody says it, but also at the end of the day, nobody's you.
Right.
So, at the end of the day, nobody's you. So, okay, I like that. But in what age maybe would you say was that for you? Like, because you say you've been doing it forever, but when was it like?
I say I've been doing it forever, right? But I never oversaturated because I never dropped hella music. You feel me?
Like, I get what you're saying. I
was doing it high school, right after high school, but I'll probably get on two features. Drop two songs of myself. It's not been like I got 17 mixtapes.
Yeah, like,
you feel me?
One year
I got 13
you just
albums.
Put on the gas and then push out hella shit. And like, it was never a real just big wave that you did. It was just kind of a steady motion.
Exactly. Okay. And it's just like, you know, landing on different features and like GT Coupe with LaRussell, or you feel me? Or DJ Mill tape, Millions and the Homies, you feel me? Or the Tales of the Town tape that just dropped with Delincy and Abba, shout out to them. You feel me? So it's just stuff like that, you feel me? I got a project coming, though. I just don't know when I'm going to drop it, though.
Okay, for sure. And throughout this journey, can you tell me about a time where you had to overcome a hurdle or get through one of them tough times just as an artist, whether it be a mental thing, an emotional thing, or literally a logistic thing? You ain't had the money to get equipment or studio time. Maybe one of those times you had to overcome.
I ain't gonna lie, honestly, bro, I don't have none.
That's lovely.
You feel me?
Like, keep it real.
Yeah,
like I said, that's
keep it real.
That's
I don't have none. It never was like a hard struggle time to get over or nothing like that. You feel me?
But
so,
when you don't force it,
That's what I'm saying. Because it's like I said, I'm not tripping. Like, I got a song, like, I don't want a deal. I'm just rapping because I'm tight for real. Like, you feel me? Like, it's not like I ever was like, I want to be Drake and I want to, you feel me? No, I'm just rapping lyrically. So, I mean, literally lyrically.
Facts.
Literally, though.
Facts.
So people can be like, you feel me? It's people from out there that go crazy. When I go to Philly, when I go to New York, I want them to know, like, oh, y'all, hyphy. You know, it's like a negative connotation. You feel me? Like, nah, it's niggas out here that can rap for real. You feel me? So that's why, that's my lane. That's why I'm coming in. Like, yeah, play this. If they feel like it ain't nobody, play this for them. You feel me? You. And guarantee they be like, oh yeah, okay.
I love that. Put that on your back Wear that. Real. Yeah, wear that. No, for, I love to hear it. Then give me an example just to kind of see the other side of the coin, since everything has been a little bit more steady pace for you. One of them feel good moments, or one of them extra times where you did land maybe a feature that you wasn't expecting, or something did exceed what you thought was actually possible.
Shit, all those are named. Every time, every time anybody put me on a compilation, bro, I'm just, you feel me? I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for the opportunity. You feel me? Every time. You feel me? No matter which one it is. So it all felt good.
No, it all felt good. I love to hear that.
And then, like, just having people that's doing, like I said, like, I kind of compare myself to, like, a Pusha T. All the rappers know.
Yeah.
It's like your favorite rapper, favorite rapper, like that. You feel me? Like that type of.
I said, that's the vibe. I was going to get into that's the vibe I got. I feel like rappers know who really got it, and you kind of are in that room,
right?
Niggas know, like,
you feel me? So it's more of like it.
I love it. It's a different space to be in, but only, I guess, like I said, only the real ones can be,
right?
Shit, only the select few. You feel me? Get to wear those that those set of glasses, man. Get to rock that mic for sure. Okay,
sure.
And to really just wrap it up, what can I expect? What can Rio expect? What can we expect from you as an artist? Upcoming, maybe. Well, I said more features, maybe a new music.
More features
you
for sure.
Tour project,
a project.
Well, maybe some shows. Anything we're going to see you popping out?
Some shows for sure. Okay. Some shows for sure. Some project. I want to start throwing my own shows, though, I get the venue, bring the artist, you feel me, start throwing shows. But for sure, more music is coming.
For surely.
The project is Just My Life. That's coming out. I just don't know when it's coming. Yeah, that's the name of it. It's Just My Life.
Just coming soon.
Yeah, it's coming soon. I don't know exactly when it's coming. I got the songs done, but it's like, I got so many songs, but they not cohesive.
So you're trying to.
So I don't want to put them on a project and it just sound like hella.
Right.
So I might single all of them out month by month and then come with a cohesive project.
Stitch it together.
Exactly.
I got you. I
got
you.
The project,
so, okay, expect something soon. Maybe early 2023, whenever. However long it takes.
Yeah.
I'm about to say, I love, we can't rush the process.
Right.
Trust the process. Don't rush the process. I love it. But that's really going to wrap it up for today's episode. Thank you again for pulling up. For real. Other than that, that's been another great episode. Once again, like, share, subscribe. Tell your auntie again. She definitely going to want to see this one. This is going to be a great one. Leave a comment below. Tune in next week. We're going to have another great episode. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for watching. This has been another great episode of What's the Way, Baby? You bitch, you.